in a sample soul, and we're going to interrogate the sample soul to see what they know as opposed to what Ion knows.
Law,
which one?
Law. Oppressions of the heat-oppressed brain.
So, Ion, has a sample soul made themselves available?
A sample soul? Is this like the Whitman sampler? You get to bite it, and if it has a ooey-gooey, yucky inside, you just put it back in the box till you get one that has a nougat that you like?
Let's bring in the soul of...
That won't be a sample soul. That'll be a specific soul. There is no cross-reference of a sample soul. Now, the souls that you have indemnified are just that. So there isn't like a generic or a value brand soul that pancake mix would be as good as Bisquick pancake mix. So generics at this point, they say they're the same, don't they? But they wouldn't be generic. They would be very, very disciplined, precise.
Like, why can't we talk to a soul?
Because souls are just the stenographers.
We can't talk to a stenographer?
Sure.
Tell us why we can't talk to a soul.
Because the court reporter just records. It doesn't tell you. It can read back a question, but that's not going to tell you anything other than you already know.
I understand from Ion that many people who are talking to entities through a medium, it's called channeling, they're talking to souls, not the essence.
Well, they're talking to the leftover.
We're asking to bring in a leftover. Anybody's damn leftover. Let's see what they say. What is their experience? What do they think?
They don't think.
We want to access a ghost, a residue, and talk to them.
All right. Fine. Anyone will do. Ask your question.
How's your mummer name?
Mama is just fine. Mama is doing great. Everything is good. She don't have a sciatica problem no more. And she don't have to get mad at Papa because he drinks too much corn liquor.
Is this soul we're talking to aware of the guff?
Certainly.
But this soul, I understand, does not experience the guff.
Correct.
Can the soul see the guff?
No, not necessary.
Then why is the soul aware of the guff?
Because it's separate from a body. That's what it sees.
Do you consider your experienced soul rather physical, rather solid?
Nope. No more than you humans with a soul are solid.
In the physical?
In the physical. You're not solid either.
Do you have sex soul?
No. Never did.
So what kind of sensations are you getting?
How silly it is to run around trying to find a soul mate that doesn't have coitus.
Okay, no, in the physical we do have coitus, so why wouldn't we run around for a quote a soul mate?
But you're running around for your soul mate.
Do not bring in the soul aspects when you're looking for a mate, is what you're saying.
Exactly. We don't record the contrast, and without any contrast there'll never be completion of orgasm.
You don't have contrast?
No. We just record it, Bob.
Are you in the non-physical?
No, we're not in the non-physical. We are a merged portion of the entire program.
So you feel separate from the...
We don't feel. We don't feel. We don't suffer.
Do you see trees and experience the physical like we do?
Certainly. We don't care, but yeah.
So you're experiencing the physical. Are you getting that, James?
Who is the soul that we're speaking to right now?
A generic standby soul. One whose deposition today got canceled, so it's readily available.
Are you recording someone right now? Are you on active duty?
Nope.
Why not?
Nothing to record. We're a standby, standing by.
If we interview a non-standby soul, we might get different answers?
Certainly, likely so.
Can we talk to a soul?
Souls don't speak.
Why can a standby soul can't?
Because it's not actively recording the realized and unrealized creations of the moment of a human creator.
I love Ion, but you can't know nothing, and you can't get to any conclusion about the matter.
Look at your place of asking. Even if you knew, you wouldn't get anywhere because you're coming at it from a false premise. But we'll record it. It's okay with us. We'll play. Souls don't give conclusions. They just record what's created. You have a thought that's been spoken as a creation. All the soul does is register, is it manifested or manifesting? That's all. That's all. That's all a soul does. That's all a soul's good for. It has no other function.
We now could shift to another topic.
You said soul's like a court reporter, and it can engage the person that was living. So when they depart, are they current of events now, or are they just going to recall what the person was living?
If non-physical is separate than the soul, which it is, and if the job of the soul is nothing other than a stenographer, whose job is to record the realized and unrealized creations a human has. And then you're asking, what does the soul do if you decide to transition to the guff or to even to another world, because you can do that as well. What does the soul do the rest of its day? Same thing that a court reporter does when they're not in court. They transcribe work they've already done.
Are they only living in that time the person was living? Are they reliving events? If something happened today, would they be aware of it?
We don't like aware. Would they be cognizant of it? Yes. And they don't care. See, that's the fun thing of this process. They don't care.
What happens when we leave here, we leave our soul behind? If the guff empties out, what's going to happen to all these souls? I mean, they're on this earth. They've always been here.
When the guff empties out, they'll continue what they were doing before, which was keeping track of realized and unrealized creations. That's all. Everybody's made a great big to-do about the soul, and nobody even mentions it in a court. You want to have a stenographer, but beyond that, it's rarely even mentioned. Oh, I don't like my verdict because we had a nasty stenographer. They don't gauge it that way. So what that does is that softens up your whole process, which is delicious, no problem.
Why is Ion getting to stay there in the guff and not coming back here? Why are you still in the guff?
We are in physical as well as you, Bob. You've made the separation that this is some nebulous nether place when it can very easily just be in your cupboard.
You are in the guff, but you're also here.
Well, you never asked where the guff was.
Once you told me it was in the little corner of my home, just down there near
right.
the floor.
Right. See, so when you get to that place, then you're kind of like going, holy crap, that's amazing. It's changed again.
The guff is not a visible place.
Therefore, that cleans up the whole question then, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you don't have to triangulate to find the guff.
Because you know where it is.
You can't visualize where it is.
Well, yes, you can't.
Where is it?
Wherever you visualize it. Can't visualize it. We say, oh, yes, you can.
It's wherever you want it to be.
Isn't that the way it is with everything?
Yep.
There you go.